Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Well, structurally, they're a very sound defense. You know, they've been that way for a long time. I mean, Narduzzi's, like, obviously known for that. They play extremely hard. You know, they strain. And that's probably, minus the scheme part of it, the thing that makes them good on defense is they strike you. They don't, you know, they're not a stop your feet type defense. They're going to run through you. And they play with an air of confidence and cockiness that most good defenses play with. And so, you know, the physical part of the game we have to match. And so they're very good against the run. You know, they account a number of people to the run. Their safeties are very aggressive. Their linebackers are as good as we've seen all year. And they just do some subtle things up front that they're always matched up well, if that makes sense, from the first level to the second level to the third level. Seems like their defense is always matched up very well with whatever scheme you're running. And so we have to be on point. Like, our skill guys on the perimeter have to do a great job of blocking. They really do. And they've done a great job all year, and we have an edge to us outside, but they also have an edge to them outside. And so the challenge is there, and we know it. But they're in a very aggressive defense. They're going to get in your face. They do a good job of affecting the quarterback without bringing a lot of people. And so it's a heavy challenge, and we know what we're up for.
And obviously, Malachi's having a phenomenal season. Like, is there a point, you know, in the spring after he got here where it maybe you noticed something where you were like, okay, this is not just your standard issue freshman. We're going to be able to use him ASAP.
Well, I mean, it was, you know, watching what he did in high school. I mean, obviously he played quarterback the last how many ever games he played, and he played very well. It wasn't like he was just in there running around and throwing verticals, throwing glance routes and all the rest, going through progressions. So, you know, you get a kid like that, you obviously don't want to overload him at the beginning because you don't know what the transition's like from practice to a game, you know, so let the kid play some, right? And so there's been a journey through the course of this year of just really unloading on him as much as we can, you know. I mean, you only have X number of plays in the game. And so right now the number of plays are drastically lower than they've been in previous years. I mean, you take that game, for instance, Virginia Tech, we had 8 drives in the game. And counting the end of half, 2-minute drive where we kicked a field goal, and the end of game one. So really had 6 through the course of the game, which is crazy. You don't see that unless you're playing an option team like Army or Navy. So whatever reason, the number of plays are lower this year than they've probably been since I've started coaching. And so with that being said, you know, what you do in those plays, right? I mean, so trying to utilize his skill set along with everything else in the offense that we do has been the journey. And so, you know, it's good to sprinkle him in and his skill set in just naturally. And what I mean by that is, like, you know, it's easier to do things with a guy that's on the field all the time. Does that make sense? Yeah. So if there's like a quote unquote guy that you like, but he's sitting over there with me, and I put him in there, and then the first time I put him in there, you know, we go to whatever with him and he has a great play. Well, then, now defenses know every time I put him in there, well, like, antennas are up, right? The difference with Miley, he's in there every play. And so they can't necessarily tell when we're going to do wildcat or when we're going to toss it to him or when we're going to do all these things. So that allows us to be a little more creative because I'm not subbing a guy on the field with a special skill set that can't do all the other stuff. What makes Malley special is he can do all the other stuff. Now, this stuff he's doing, the two or three, four plays a game, yeah, I love it. But what makes us go as an offense is all the other stuff that we do routinely every day that he does really well, because that means he's on the field all the time and they don't really know when we're going to do these three or four plays.
Speaking of special stuff, what'd you think of that three-quarter arm slot throw that he made?
Well, I mean, they covered the post, and so he went to the over route and put it on him. It's like, you know, I mean, it's like he's been doing it his whole career almost, but he's very calm. You know, I mean, he just tends to make stuff work, which a lot of times those players like him tend to make things work.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.